What is she doing here? She's not even looking. This SMS isn't from Fatima.
From who, Yusuf? What is a lie about?
This SMS is from Naeem Bhai, your boss. You told me that you're getting paid extra for overtime, but you lied. This message exposes what this man is like. He says that don't ask him about getting off early again, or he will cut your wages further.
I didn't want anyone to know about this. Please, Yusuf, please don't tell your auntie. It will worry her unnecessarily.
Mamaji, I just don't believe you. How can you accept such behavior? Did he tell you that if you don't put in overtime, he'll cut your wages?
Gee, man, Yusuf, he said something like that. But what choice do I have but you? If I leave now, where am I going to find another job just like that? Inshallah, I hope these deadlines get solved quick. Then I can get home the usual time.
What is wrong with this Naeem? How can he do this? Why can't he keep himself working till late trying to sell things no one wants? Besides, as a Muslim, he should understand how sacred time is in Ramadan.
May dua that Allah can open up some way for me or soften his heart, Yusuf. And keep this to yourself, please, ne? I don't want a family to worry about where we're going to get the next plate of food from. A home must be free from worry so it can be a place of comfort. I'm trying to keep it like that.
Mamaji, they should declare you a saint, or at least a walking martyr.
Have we let our hearts harden to the extent that we cannot see that our workers are also human? That they also have the same needs as us? There is an immense reward for the one who lightens the load of his Muslim worker in the month of Ramadan. What will be the punishment for the one who breaks the back of the one with an empty stomach? Remember, if good treatment is so important to one's workers, then what about one's family? Lessen the load of the women folk in the kitchen, so that precious time which should be utilized for ibadah isn't waste frying and baking right till the time Maghrib Salah goes. Why is it that the whole year may go by and we never spend so much time in the kitchen as we do in Ramadan? We fast the entire day only to eat more after iftar than we do for three meals normally. This is against the spirit of Ramadan. My dear mothers and sisters, at least half an hour before Maghrib, spend it on the musalla, not attached to the stove. Faisal comes home during the day, while Gori is busy in the kitchen.
What happened? Is everything okay? You came home very early?
I just came to pick up some stuff. Where's that grey bag that is in my study?
I'm sure it's still there. I didn't touch it.
Good, because I don't like anyone touching my personal things. Now, where's Leila? Did she still not wake up?
No, she was looking sick every time, so I left her to sleep. Poor thing. I don't know how will she even manage fasting when she's so sick.
She's damn lucky that the auditors couldn't make it for the meeting today. What are you making tonight? I want something nice and spicy. Not like that bland tikka you made last night.
I'm making some savouries for Zakia. She's so far away, and she doesn't have anything special to eat for Ramadan. My poor child. I already made chops for you, Faisal. I'll make the salad and roti later so it will be fresh.
And make some savouries like the ones Mo's wife made. You should ask her to make it. I'm getting bored of your samosas, pies, lagan. Now, who's that? Oh, who are you?
Assalamu alaikum. It's me, Faisal Papa. Adila?
Oh, I didn't recognize you under that black thing. So, what are you doing here?
Faisal! Come in, Adi. How are you? Alhamdulillah, and how are you, Garima? I'm seeing you after so long.
I'm sure. Why did your father stop you from coming to his bad brother's house?
Just excuse your uncle, Adi. It's the cigarette withdrawal that's making him so cranky.
Okay. Abba gave me this from RAHB to give to you. They cleared your appeal, and you'll be given certification by next week or so.
Haha, yes! I must tell Leila to put an ad in the CII Chronicle now.
But I thought they didn't want to give you certification. Did Molana intercede for you?
He phoned and told them that they can inspect my premises at any time. Then he informed me of it, so I had no choice. I'll just have to make a few quick changes now. Let me go back to the office. Tell Leila to come to the office as soon as she feels better.
Is Leila sick?
Gee, she's upstairs. You can go and see her.
Okay, Garima. Here, I brought some date cake for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have worried. Did your mother make it?
No, I did. It's my favorite non-flop cake.
Oh, you're so sweet.
If you're going upstairs, just take this juice for Leila. She was looking very weak.
Is she that sick? Oh, let me go and see her.
Leila, can I come in?
Sure, come on in, Adi. You don't look sick at all.
Yeah, I know. I was just so tired. That's why my mom thought I was sick at theory time. So she let me sleep. Is there juice for me?
If you're not extremely, extremely sick, then you have to fast, Leila.
But I didn't have theory. How am I going to manage?
You will manage. You do know that one fast must in Ramzan can never be compensated for even if you fast the rest of your life.
I didn't know that. But normally, if I'm coming out with the flu, I don't fast. Otherwise, it will aggravate the flu. In fact, Mom never used to allow me to fast when I was writing exams.
And you do remember how you failed the paper despite having badam milk and all the other things you ate that were supposed to help your brain? Don't take fasting lightly, Leila.
Okay, okay, point taken. But it's not my fault, Adi. It's my mother's. She let me off the hook for fasting at the slightest snuffle.
As if you listen to her for every other thing. So, just make your niyat for fasting and carry on. Why were you so exhausted at seri time?
I just went to sleep an hour before seri. I was exhausted.
Let me guess, you were up chatting to Zach.
Right on the money, Adi. Oh, I can't even explain to you just how we connected last night. We hooked up at the square, and he's such a romantic. He gave me a huge bunch of flowers. I left it in the lounge, and after I got home, we chatted non-stop for 4 hours straight. I think I found my soulmate, Adi.
I remember talking to a guy at Al-Fajr Azan went. We used to speak every night for ages. Only after it was over, I realized it was all an illusion. Today's guys know how to talk to you and draw us in with their apparent understanding and sweetness.
So what went wrong with that guy?
He wanted to go out regularly to places I wouldn't go to. So I called it quits. You should have seen how the sweetness disappeared then.
That's why you should date from the start. Getting to know someone via Mixit or Facebook or chatroom gives you a false sense of intimacy.
You're right about that, but suggesting a rather date is like saying why don't I smoke weed instead of popping ecstasy.
But weed is lighter.
I knew you would miss the point. Just don't get taken for a ride by Zach. You know he has a rep for heartbreaking.
And so do I. So we're perfectly matched. But seriously, Adi, it's different this time. I was feeling down because my parents had another tough and he was so comforting and supportive. He said he won't go to sleep till I'm smiling.
Aw, that is kind of sweet. Come on now, get ready for work. Your dad wants you in, even though it's late. I got my car with me. I can drop you off.
Okay, let me get ready. Let me show you what I bought for Eid. What are you wearing?
Oh, what I wore for Akifa's wedding.
What? Aren't you getting something new for Eid?
Nah, I decided to do something else with the money I normally spend on clothes.
I hope it's a worthy cause, like getting me a lekker Eid gift.
Oh, Leila, I'm sending it to a refugee camp in Afghanistan or to a poor family locally to make their Eid better.
Oh, so I guess I'm supposed to feel bad now just because I bought something.
No, no, not at all. Ugh, just let me see.
If we knew the value and magnitude of Salah and fasting, we would never miss it on flimsy featherweight excuses. The importance of it can only be understood when we equip ourselves with the knowledge of Deen. But that knowledge will fall flat if the intention isn't to go gain the recognition of Allah. Buying new clothes isn't a compulsory pre-Eid ibadah, as we have made it. And if we do buy, try and do it before the last 10 days, which shouldn't be wasted in malls and shops. Yusuf meets Zakaria outside the masjid after Zohar.
You again? When we don't see you, we don't see you for ages. But when we see you at every turn.
Maybe I'm your guardian angel. So how was the soccer last night? Are you more off campus than on campus?
It was good. I had practice today and then I left. Your children, they drive me crazy. I will never become a pediatrician. And by the way, I think the boys are having a bride a Saturday or Friday night at Masood's place. You're joining us? I just love kids. They make everything seem better and brighter. I won't be able to make it for the bride. Sorry, man. Let's see how much better and brighter kids make your day when they drip snot all over you. And why can't you make it, man? The guys are waiting for you to add your magic masala. Word is that you're quite the mamu in the kitchen.
Yep. I had to learn how to operate in the kitchen after, you know. I couldn't keep eating at my uncle's place or living off tin beans. I'll give the bride a skip. How come we have a braai every weekend in Ramadan, but not out of it? Weird, right? But what's wrong with it?
Whenever you come to campus to keep tabs on us, you're always telling us how we should have clean fun.
I know, Zach, but Ramadan is not the time for fun or entertainment. It's a time to get closer to Allah. I remember how we used to waste time and talk the whole night, just talking crap, eat siri and fall asleep without reading Fajr.
You must lighten up, Yusuf. You know the guys scatter when they see you and Usaifa coming into Rawi time. We actually have a code for y'all, you know that. We're like, hey, the Namaz patrol is here. And then everybody disperses. And you know what? It doesn't mean that you're longer in the masjid. It makes you better than us.
Of course. Being in a masjid longer doesn't make me a better Muslim. Just like you standing in a garage doesn't make you a car. But it helps me feel stronger and more at peace. We just want you to experience the same. Funny how the very same guys all want me and Huzaifa on the team when we're playing soccer.
Yeah, but that's different. And listen, please don't tell Huzaifa about Layla. You'll probably tell my mother and I will never hear the end of it.
Hey, 1 second. Isn't that my auntie? What is she doing here? She's not even looking and crossing the road. That car is about to knock her. Chodima, watch out! Chodima, watch out! Chodima, watch out!